Nihon Cricket Pod no Yokoso. Welcome to the Japan Cricket Podcast, coming live from Cairns Airport. That's right, I am currently on tour with the Men's Japan National Team, and in about an hour's time we'll be boarding a plane to Port Moresby for the East Asia Pacific Regional Final in an attempt to qualify for the Men's T20 World Cup. Sat alongside me is Muneeb Sadiq Mian. Good morning, Muneeb.
Good morning.
Muneeb, it's your first tour since 2018. We went to the Philippines.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, there was no cricket since then, but so it's my first tour after that. Yeah.
Muneeb, you missed out on selection last time out when we played in the regional qualifier in Sano, but you're back in the squad. How does that feel?
It feels really good. The energy level of the boys is really up, and I'm very happy to be back.
What did you do between October last year and we named the squad, I guess, around late May for this to get yourself back in the side?
So, you know, during that time, it was the off season. So what I did was basically working on what I needed to improve, building up my core strength, bowling, especially because I'm selected as a bowler. So I think that was my main focus, just to focus on bowling mainly. And focus on fitness as well, and gaining some weight.
I was going to say, mate, you look a bit fitter and bigger and stronger. So has that been a big thing to try and get some extra yard or two of pace in the action?
Yes, that's correct. I try to like eat a lot and at the same time work out at the same time. Yes,
you can't do one and not the other. That's a mistake I made in my youth. Too much eating, not enough exercise.
Yeah, I think if you don't eat much, and just work out, it doesn't help that much.
So first time in Papua New Guinea, what are you expecting?
Before coming here, I heard a lot about cannibalism. So yeah, I am expecting, actually good cricket. Papua New Guinea is a good cricket team. We have Vanuatu as well, played against them. So I'm just expecting good competition and a good level of cricket, better than Japan.
Yeah, we haven't played Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea since about 2015. Of course, you're someone who's come through the junior programs in Japan cricket. You played at the Maiwais and maybe even the Monsters as a young lad. So you've seen Japan teams compete against the top teams in this region growing up. Be a special moment to get out there on the field and have a crack at them yourself?
Yeah, obviously I'm super excited. If I do get the opportunity against these big countries, I'll take the chance. I played against Vanuatu last time, and I think the confidence level of the boys this time is way higher.
Was that Bendigo we played against them?
Yep, that was Bendigo. We were playing the World Cup qualifiers for the 50s.
Yeah, one day. Jeez, yeah, that was 6 years ago. You'd have been a young fella back then.
Yeah, I didn't bowl much. I was more batting that time. So.
I think I remember that talk. That was a long time ago. And we've just had 24 hours in Cairns. How's that been in terms of, breaking up the journey and giving the guys a bit of a chance to settle into the tour routine?
It's early flights, but I think, it's been good for the boys to get together and, just be around. Get to know each other more before the tournament starts, because I think that's really big as well. I think most of the boys already played together and they know each other, but we'll be meeting the Aussie boys as well later on. So I think it's a good way to freshen up and focus on the tournament.
Yeah, that's right. We've got four boys who are living in Australia. So the skipper, Kendall, Kadawaki Fleming, along with Ibi Takahashi, Lachlan Yamamoto-Lake and Declan Suzuki, all flying in from via Brisbane. They'll be arriving later on today. So Muneeb, tell me, who are you sharing a room with over the last couple of days, and what was that like?
I've been with Ryan, Drake and Marcus Turgot. It's been quite, to be honest, fun. I think we were like, I think the youngest group of as roommates, but we were trying to, be punctual and be on time every time.
You have to say that, don't you?
Yeah, not mess up.
Yeah, good. So, exciting few days ahead, and hopefully it'll be a successful tour for Japan cricket. Is there anything that you want to say to anyone watching, any supporters, any messages that you want to give out?
This is a good opportunity, like, to all the people watching, you know, just to support Japan, because, you know, if we win this, we go directly to the World Cup. And I think this is the time, you know, everyone just in Japan steps up and, you know, put some stories, advertises Japan cricket, support more. I think it's going to encourage all the boys here as well. So you have, like, your teammates, your family members playing here. So I think it's a good opportunity, you know, just to support everyone.
Yeah, and it's a big personal sacrifice as well. You've had to take time off work now to come on this tour. Understanding bosses, you're going to say thanks to your team back in the office?
They've been very, you know, supportive with this. Especially, you know, when they realize that you're going to represent Japan. Most of the Japanese people are very supportive. So, you know, I'll probably be thanking them for, and they also gave me, like, goodbye party as well, like a good luck party. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, very good of them. Well, thanks, Muneeb. It's been good, good having you on. Of course, we've got the first match on Saturday, the 22nd, starting off against Philippines in the morning. Before then, we'll have a training session this afternoon and another training session tomorrow. So fair way to go yet before game one against the Philippines, but plenty to look forward to, plenty to be excited about. And I'll be trying to bring a few of these different podcasts with various members of the touring group over the next few days. Until then, see you soon.